Despite having dominated the first half of the season, Eintracht Braunschweig have found things less than straightforward after the winter break, and have only registered 2 wins since the season restarted. After 2 consecutive defeats, they faced third place Kaiserslautern last weekend, who themselves have lost ground and are under pressure from Cologne in fourth. The game finished 1-1, and Braunschweig still remain 11 points clear of FCK. It was Dominik Kumbella who rescued the point for Braunschweig with an equaliser in the 78th minute. Kaiserslautern's opening goal was a smart conversion from a centre scored by on-loan Bayern youngster Mitchell Weiser. It was the 18-year-old's first senior goal. At the top, Hertha got back to winning ways with a 4-1 win over Duisburg. Sami Alagui bagged a brace for the Berliners. Cologne's Anthony Uja also scored twice in his team's 3-0 win over Paderborn, as did Zafer Yellen in FSV Frankfurt's 6-1 drubbing of Aalen. Elsewhere, St. Pauli have moved into a comfortable mid-table position after 3 straight wins, the latest being against Jahn Regensburg. 1860 Munich are keeping the promotion flame alive. They beat Sandhausen 1-0. Union Berlin lost to fellow promotion hopefuls Energie Cottbus by 2-1, and that was the same scoreline that Ingolstadt achieved when they beat Bochum at the weekend. Finally, the Sachsen derby between Erzgebirge Aue and Dynamo Dresden finished 1-0 to the home side. The only goal came from a thunderbolt from Jan Hochscheid. The result was vital for Aue coach Carsten Baumann, who was told he may be sacked if they didn't collect 3 points in this game. Baumann remains in situ, but was given the dreaded vote of confidence from the club president earlier this week.